B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
On the line with us right now, Ron Jaworski. Jaws, good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, top of the morning to you. And boy, I hate these bye weeks.
They suck, man. They really suck.
Yeah, we hate them.
They really do.
We hate them as spectators, but boy, we sure loved them when we were players.
As players, you want more bye weeks than games.
Jaws, what's the best thing you ever did during a bye week when you were a player?
The best thing I ever did. That's a really hard question.
Did you have bye weeks? No, I'm not being a wise guy. I swear. I don't. When did bye weeks come into play?
I don't think we had like bye weeks where you get away. We had Thursday games and the Monday games. To my recollection, I don't think we had bye weeks. I mean, I retired in '89.
Yeah, I don't think we had them yet, Charles.
We had the bye weeks. So I can't give you a definitive answer on that.
Wow. Yeah. That sucks. That just sounds terrible. I can see why you hate them now even more. But when it comes to this Eagles team, they're at 5-4. And this morning, we're trying to find the number one reason for why this team isn't better than we thought. We thought this team, offensive juggernaut, obviously they've taken hits injury-wise. But what would you say is the number one reason this team is only 5-4 right now at the bye?
Well, outside of injuries, which you can never predict in professional football, I don't think the great players in this team have played great. And when you look at the NFL in general, when you have your high paid players, the guys making the big bucks, they have to carry the football team. And then you augment your great star players with the guys you have to have, the middle of the road kind of players. And if you look at, say, Fletcher Cox, Fletcher Cox the last couple games has just dominated football games. But until he got healthy, he wasn't dominating. He was a good player. Brandon Graham was a good player, but he wasn't dominating like you expect him to do. Carson Wentz has played very good football, but he hasn't dominated games and taken games over. So when I think of maybe a reason why this team hasn't been, the prototypical team we thought it would be going into the season, the players are playing really good, but I think your star players have to play great to dominate games.
One of the reasons I look at is wide receiver play. And again, the injury to Deshaun Jackson is a tough one, but guys like Alshon Jeffrey, I give him credit for trying to play through an injury. Nelson Agholor's underperformed. Mac Collins can barely get targeted. Same thing with the second-round pick and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. When it comes to those wide receivers, how can they improve in the second half of the year?
Yeah, but these aren't surprises. We knew what this receiving core was. That's why everyone was so excited about getting Deshaun Jackson out on the field, because clearly, I went back this week and I looked at that when I knew Deshaun wasn't going to play again, at least maybe into the playoffs, I went back and looked at the Washington game. And there is such a discernible difference where the safety's played when he's in the lineup than when he's not in the lineup. I mean, it's really clear. The coverage schemes that you see are so much different, because in this game, you have to have a deep threat. You have to have a guy that could just open everything up and create space for everyone else. And it's really different when he's not on the field. We know what Alshon is. He's a good football player. He's not going to give you those big explosive plays down the field. He's going to body up. He's going to make great catches. Now, he's obviously struggled last week with a few drops, but that's, you don't expect that out of Alshon Jeffrey. Between Agholor and all the other wide receivers, you have second and third options. Doug's not calling plays to get the ball to those guys. They become secondary receivers, so that makes it much more difficult. And when I talk about the space, that's where the tight ends come in. And I think, that's why Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert, these guys have to be the guys as the team moves forward.
Speaking with Ron Jaworski, Ron, I certainly don't need to tell a former quarterback such as yourself, that a quarterback gets too much praise or too much blame. And yesterday, we asked the fans, basically, about Carson Wentz. And what letter grade would you give him? And most people said about 70% of our voting audience gave him a B. Now, he hasn't played at an elite level. He's not one of the top 5 or 10 quarterbacks in the league right now by most people's standards. But what is one thing that you could see or you'd like to see from Carson Wentz going forward this year? Something that he needs to improve upon just himself.
Well, first of all, I don't think there's a whole lot to improve upon. Mm-hmm. I have seen a nice, steady growth in Carson, and particularly, I would put in this regard as a game manager, and I mean that in a positive way. For some reason, that connotation is through the years has become negative.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought his ability to be a field general has really been obvious as of late. He's getting this offense into the right play. I think he's much better at the line of scrimmage. He is very judicious with the football. He does not turn the football over. What I think his ratio is now is 15-4 touchdowns to interceptions. So he's very careful with the football, not putting his defense, you know, in a bad situation. And I think that's where the improvement has come. I think he's been careful when he's left the pocket. He's taken running opportunities when they presented themselves. I have seen a steady growth in Carson Wentz. And maybe the big numbers aren't reflected in the fact that he doesn't have a DeSean Jackson or the explosive receiver. So, you know, I'm very happy with the overall play of Carson Wentz.
Getting back to that explosive receiver and having that lack of speed, Jaws, my question to you is, can you use a Miles Sanders, a Darren Sproles maybe, to somehow use them as like a DeSean Jackson, to take, you know, use their speed to take that defense where you want them to go so that you can use other parts?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Miles Sanders is the one player now that has that ability, that game-breaking speed. And you know, we've seen him get matched against a linebacker. You've seen him get down the field against, you know, the zone coverages and find the void. So as the season moves forward, yes, I probably should have mentioned that Miles Sanders has to be a guy that could give this offense some explosive plays. And Carson has done a real good job when he's on the field and reading those man coverage schemes where he knows he's going to get a linebacker on Sanders. And he's done a really good job of audibling and getting and taking advantage of those opportunities. So, yeah, I think Miles Sanders clearly as a receiver can help.
How much does it come down to trusting receivers, like a guy like Carson, trusting a guy to make a play for him like Nelson Agholor? Because we were making a comparison where Jalen Mills might not be the most talented defensive back in the NFL, and we know that he's not. But the man loves to compete. He loves to go out there and just give it everything that he's got. And we admire that in Philadelphia. You know that. And then when you watch a guy like Nelson Agholor, who doesn't look like he is making every effort to try to catch a ball, why is it that, you know, some players can develop that trust when you know that that guy's given 110%?
Well, first of all, I can only, you know, give you what I see as mm-hmm. I watch the game. It's like a fan on television, then be more analytical when I look at the tape. You know, hey, there's a level of talent. And, you know, certainly there are great receivers in this league. Hey, even they drop balls. But I can say this about every player, you know, on this Eagle team. And you were specific about the receiving core. They're busting their butt every single play. You know, this team gives tremendous effort. Hey, sometimes drops will happen. Maybe the skill level isn't there to win every individual matchup, but I always see effort. And to me, that's the one thing that you want to see when you plug the tape in. Even though you're not the primary receiver and you may be the third or fourth, the defense always dictates where the quarterback's going to go with the football. And I see this receiving core, you know, working hard on every single play. Yeah, there are drops. Yeah, you know, we all know the Dallas play with Nelson Agholor. People were critical of that, and you know, we beat that to death.
Sure.
But when I look at this group as a whole, I mean, they're busting their tail on every single play. So that's a tribute to the coaching staff.
All right, now when it comes to that coaching staff, what would you like to see from Doug, from Mike Groh, from Jim Schwartz when they return from the bye?
Well, I think what we've seen the last couple of weeks, I'd like to see continues. This team has morphed into from an offensive perspective, a little downhill power running football team. And they have been tremendous running the football, you know, between the tackles or you could even say, you know, between the tight ends, because the Eagles have gone to, you know, almost two out of three plays out of, you know, two tight end formations. So they have become a power running football team. And I actually like the way they're playing. More Carson Wentz under center. You've seen the screen game come back. So I think that, you know, I think after that Dallas Minnesota game, there was some soul searching going on and saying, hey, what are we going to do here? What's the strength of our offense? And let's get real here, guys. It's the offensive line. This is still, you know, one of the best, if not the best, offensive lines in football. And when they come off the ball, they are road graders. And we've seen it the last couple of weeks where I think they have found that we can run the football, and that will set up some explosive plays by design in the play action passing game.
How's the golf course looking right now there, Jaws? We out there?
It's going to be a little bit nippy today, but all the courses are in phenomenal shape. It's going to be 57 on Sunday, so with the bye week, I may have to sneak out.
Oh, there you go.
Can we still wear dresses, Jaws?
Hey, if you want to give $10 to breast cancer awareness, wear a dress.
There we go. Nice. Why not? Ron, always great talking to you, man. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys are awesome. Enjoy the bye week.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.